tarde, volvo a isola desistare e non mi potete dire che il presidente ha avuto che mi cavo di stare con come ho certo e c'è da adesso dove abbiamo più problemi dove stare con il commerce con i problemi che ha sicuramente un anno di Rahman in casa da un barcato di Gia Sanifa o a nome c'è ha sicuramente un anno di un barcato per Alia ha sicuramente un anno di Rahman c'è lì però ho detto che so che ha fatto anche sotto
أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين استغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسقت به نسا لذي حكمي امرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this beautiful ayat of the Quran Kareem in the Suratul Mulk, which is that surah concerning which Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my heart's desire is that this surah be the heart of every believer of mine. And how beautifully psychological Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put it forward to us that this surah has got only 30 ayats. And whoever memorizes the surah and put it in his heart and recites it every day, then this surah will be a means of his protection in the qabr. And this is what is called the tasawwuf and islah, that we learn this from our elders, as we have learned this from our honorable illustrious Shaykh Arif Billah, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzhariul Ali, Hakimul Ummat of this time, that when we learn these things from the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we make it part of our life. As we know, it is sunnah to recite the surah after maghrib or before going to bed. And this surah will be a means of protection from the qabr. And that is the biggest fear and biggest worry a person should be having. Today we are all worried about protection of this world. Our things, our goods of this world, we are making so much effort. And we are striving for all the different protections. But our real protection, that is akhirat, that we are unmindful, we are unconcerned about. And fortunate indeed, Allah Ta'ala has been so kind, so merciful, that in this present time and age, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has granted us such mashayikh, like our Honorable Shaykh, who has got the speaker to remind us that actually our real fikr should be the akhirat. And the first station of the akhirat is the qabr. In the qabr, if we are protected, inshallah, all the other stages ahead will be very, very easy. As we know, it is famous with regard to Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he used to hear about he used to see a janaza going past, he used to hear about the qabr, then he used to weep so much that his beard used to get totally wet. And his friends used to ask him that, oh Usman radiallahu ta'ala, when the doors of Jahannam, which is very, very severe, when you hear about that, you don't weep so much. Why is it that when you hear about the qabr, you see a janaza going past, you weep so much, and you got so much concern and worry? And who? Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala, Zinnurain, that great personality who was honored, were two daughters of Nabi Kareem sought in his home. That personality who had so much haya, that the malaika also used to envy his haya. So Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala used to say, I heard from my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thus we learn from the sohbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what we learn. Deen comes with sohbat, with company, and company of those who got the love of Allah, those who got the marifat, and those who got the greatness of Allah in their heart. When you sit in their company, from their heart, we sit with this open heartedness, that Allah, that greatness, that azmah, that Mahipad and that Mahapad, that Kaipiyati Sun, that presence of yours that is in their heart, let it be transferred into my heart. Then inshallah we'll see the speaker will come into our hearts also. And till today Allah Ta'ala has kept the system and this will remain in the Ummah till the day of Qiyamah. If we also want this love of Allah, this concern of Akhirah, then we have to sit in the company of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be looking for the men of Allah, going to sit in their company and searching from their hearts to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get this burning pain and fikr of Akhirah. But how fortunate are we that they are making effort and traveling throughout the world to bring this into our hearts. So this was the concern of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those that sat in his company open-heartedness, they became Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. That till today, everybody, the whole world envies them. So Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu explained that I heard from my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that from the stages of Akhirat, the first stage is the Qabr. If you are saved in the Qabr, then inshallah all the other stages will be very easy. It will be much, much more easier. As our Hazrat explained so beautifully, that in this world, you find that people who travel and they got VIP service, and they don't even have to go into immigration, anything. They go into the VIP lounge, etc. People do their immigration, get their baggages, etc. In Akhirat also, there will be many, many people who will get VIP service by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from among those are those people who inculcated this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Sohbat, the company of the Ahlullah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize this actual this Islami Jalsa and this Majlis is to make me myself and all of us realize the importance that each one of us has to make the speaker how to make my Islam, how to purify my heart, how to be concerned of my Akhirat, that I must meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with me. I am looking forward to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we can only get in the company, in the sohbat of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that this surah, I love each one of my ummatis should learn it and should read it. And the reality should come in our hearts. And just in the beginning, ayahs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the object and purpose very briefly why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us here. The first, most important thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces Himself. Because we have come in the world to learn about Allah, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We haven't come in the world just to pass our life. We haven't come in the world just to pass time. The pass time is not to do in this world. We have come in the world to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why again, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, the very first sunnah when the child is born, when he comes into the world, the first sunnah, azan in the one ear, iqamat in the other ear. That the child already should realize and understand who has brought you into the world. No gynecologist has brought you into the world. No father, no mother has brought you into the world. They don't even know how you came into the world. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and rightly so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the right to claim that we have created this insan. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُتُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we created you in three layers of darkness. The most sophisticated factory in the world. Today, insan is overtaken with his own manufacture. He is manufacturing all technology, etc., and we are overtaken. But we don't realize who has given insan this ability, that small brain, which is not even 1.5 kilograms in weight, over 12 million cells in that brain. Who has given insan that brain and that ability to manufacture all these big, big jets, submarines, all the different things? So the bigger, the most sophisticated factory and the most sophisticated factory is the factory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is making the most astonishing machine, this human being. But as our Shaykh says, we are unmindful. The easiest place to find and recognize Allah, وَفِي أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. We don't even have time to ponder over ourselves. We are just living in Wallah without the company of our Honorable Ilyasa Sheikh, myself, first of all. We're just passing our life. We don't even ponder and think. We think I'm just doing the daily things or on my own. But we don't realize. Hazrat teaches us this beautiful dua. Alhamdulillah, bihamdika sarak wa bizambi taraf. That all praise belongs to our Allah, only to you. That what your favor, what your rahmat, what your mercy, I'm moving around, I'm doing things, everything I'm moving around, and in reality, what is zambi taraf. If I only realize and understand that I'm full of fault, I'm only full of dirt, but yet Allah Ta'ala allows me to enjoy the favors and the bounties of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And from this also we have to realize, when a person realizes this, then as Hazrat says, till today we haven't realized to even make our maqsad of our life. What is our niyat and purpose of living? Today we are living that no, I must have a nice big factory, for example. I must have a big bank balance. My children must do this profession, that profession. That is how limited our understanding is as far as the object and purpose of our life. When we sit in the company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then we realize and understand that maqsood e man tu wa raghib, that my object and purpose of life is only Allah Rabbul Izzat, that the akhirat is my object and purpose, and also akhirat is what? Wa raghib, the happiness, that Allah Rabbul Izzat should be extremely happy with us. And Hazrat teaches us this beautiful dua also, that Allah give me tawfiq to live such a life of happiness, that of your pleasure, that you never be unpleased with me. And where are we going to learn this? Where are we going to get this? This only in the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And look at their people. This Islami majalis, it might not look important to people, but this is one of the most important aspects of our life. Because Islam is first their aim. It is necessary for each and every individual to become a friend, a wali of Allah Subhanahu. This is basically what is Islam. When you purify your heart, you become the friend of Allah. And look how kind is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala wants us to become His friends. Today we are looking forward to making friendship with some minister, with some ordinary counselor. You got some connection with some state president, and you feel overjoyed. I got contact, I got his private number. But wallah, all the contacts of dunya, when you really need them, they can't even assist you, and they have got no ability to assist you. The real contact is what Malikul Mulk. Allah Rabbul Izzat, the creator of the entire universe. Allah is controlling the entire universe. When we got contact with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, agar tu ek mera tu har shay hai, palak mera zameen hai. Oh Allah, if you are mine, the whole world is mine. The skies will be mine, the earth will be mine. If you are not mine, oh Allah, all the contacts of the world I can have all the money of the world, of what value will be? It's of no value to me. So respected elders and friends, this concern, this worry, how we can purify our heart, as our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, very haq jab jaye hai, tab haq aa jaye. When everything else besides Allah, which we have put in our heart, today we have put our business priority in our heart, our education and our degrees priority in our heart, our name and fame we have put in our heart, or the woman in our heart, Allah save us, and our Shaykh says worse, if we have put haram, a fikr in our heart, then how is Allah Ta'ala going to come in that heart? We know a person gives you some very expensive food eater, and you say, spill your bottle with food eater. Then you find the best bottle you got, and then you wash it so much, and you clean every vapor in there. Your wife asks you, why are you cleaning it so much? He says, you tell her, you know what, this is a very expensive food eater I have to fill in this bottle. So in the bottle you cleaning so much to fill food eater, when the creator of food, Allah, when He allows us to come in our heart, we don't purify our heart. And how fortunate are we in this time and age of fitna and fasad, when people are, so to say, frustrated with life. Wallah, make our connection with the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They will connect us with Allah and see all the frustration in dunya will go already. You'll get a taste of Jannah in dunya already. And we'll be looking forward to our real objective, that is to meet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And that is what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminds us in this beautiful surah, that Allah Ta'ala is most blessed. very, very Mubarak. And as our Shaykh has explained so beautifully, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullahi Shaykh al-Hadith has said that forget the Zaat of Allah. Allah's being is too great to imagine how blessed, how Mubarak is the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so Mubarak. Allah Ta'ala's name is so blessed that when you make connection with the friends of Allah and you learn how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you take the name of Allah, then you will become Mubarak. And we see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody asks them, Hazrat, blow up my badam, Hazrat, blow up me, etc. What is this? This is the burden of their taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah Ta'ala's name is so Mubarak, as it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض Allah, Allah, that this whole world is functioning not by the infrastructures that the world are boasting about, not by the different governments, etc. The whole world is functioning. The rule of this world is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we also should realize we are functioning not with our body, not with our outward movements, that we are so concerned about fitness, going to the gym, going to beauty parlors, etc. We are functioning with our who. The moment the who is gone, we are used, the whole body is useless. So if the who of the world functions with the birth of Allah's name, then we also, if we want our body to be functioning properly, and we want enjoyment in our life, then we should learn how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then see when this ruh is alive, not only when your ruh is taken out, when you have given your ruh to Allah and your ruh is strong, that body that will go in the qabr also Allah will keep that body fresh. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that we have to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala very quickly mentions and reminds us, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتِ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is Allah Rabbul Izzat who has created everything in the world, and together with that, Allah has created us insan, the best of all creation. How to remain on this high pedestal of the best of all creation? Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Allah has created death also. Death is the creation of Allah. That once you leave this world, there's no death after it. This is one creation of Allah. As in Urdu it is said so beautifully, intikal kar gaye. This person has just been shifted to his original home. He's going back. So death is a creation of Allah, and this life is also a creation of Allah. It is also a great gift of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this life to do what? And we know generally, life comes before death. But Allah has mentioned mort first, and then Allah Ta'ala has mentioned hayat. That I created death and then I created life. The ulama explained so beautifully. And this is where we should understand our deen and learn our deen from the ulama Rabbaniyin. Don't try and learn it on our own, on the internet, etc. We'll get lost, we'll get totally concocted ideas. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned more words to make us understand and realize that this life I have given you is to prepare for your death. And that actually, if a person understands, when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, you realize that is a great gift for a believer. Al-Mawtu Jasrun Yusarul Habib ila al-Habib. When a person just gets the taste of the ma'rifat of Allah, and you get the azmat, the greatness of Allah, and the muhabbat of Allah in your heart, that love of Allah comes in the heart, now you're looking forward, when can I meet my beloved? When can I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the only way to meet Allah is through more. Now that person is looking forward to more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you realize that I have given you this life to actually prepare for more. And how to prepare for more? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has given you this life as a test. In this world, there are a lot of tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prove that who are the loyal servants of Allah. Who are those people that really are loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this loyalty, we can only learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the temptations around us are the tests. But when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, wallah, those things that we think are impossible, that we don't know how to, we won't able to control our gazes, it's difficult, etc. How simple they make us realize it, that to control our gazes, when you get the love of Allah, it's not easy, it's enjoyable. To be in the obedience of Allah is enjoyable. And Allah Ta'ala has said, how to prepare for more, for what? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah Ta'ala wants to see who of you does the best of action, which is from the word ihsan. And ihsan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in hadith of Ibrahim. In today's time, we call it tasawwuf, or we call it Islam. In other words, to beautify our amal, to make our actions so beautiful that it is presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did not say abundance of actions. Lot of actions is taking place in the ummah. But as our Shaykh has taught us and make us understand and realize that this action is just like the outward picture. It's just the outward form. When there's no life in there and there's no reality in there, then like we say, we are performing namaz, but namaz is not doing anything for us. Because there is no life in our namaz. First of all, our form of namaz is also not correct. We have to do a course in the ma'rifat of Allah. We have to do a course in the zikr of how to make the zikr of Allah. Do a course in how to perform our salah. Then see, when a person starts enjoying it, then we'll understand and realize how the pious servants should spend their whole night in tahajjud namaz. So for this kayfiyat ihsan, this you can't get from kitabs. This you can't just get from lectures. So beautifully, Judge Akbar Allahabad, not an army, a judge in the time of the British High Court, when he got the sohbat in the company of the friends of Allah, then he said many, many beautiful things. One beautiful nasiyah he has given us all, he said, na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurko ki nazar se peda. He says, if you want deen, if you want reality to come into your life, you want the beautification, the ihsan to come into your life, you won't get it in the kitab. Na kitabo se, na wazo se, not even just by lectures. We got so many lectures on our CDs, etc., MP3s. How much do we really listen to it? Even if we listen, how much is it going into my heart, first of all, in all our hearts? Now, wazo se, nazar se, you can even spend all the money in the world, you won't get deen. Deen, buzurgo ki nazar se pera. In other words, sit in the company, make the hikmat, but just niyat, to Allah, open my heart also. Let that burning fire of your love, that kayfiyat ihsan, that consciousness all the time, that they are conscious the presence of Allah, when this comes in the heart, respected elders and friends, wallah, Allah grant me one drop of that. And all of us, inshallah, then see the enjoyment of loving. And then a person loves with this niyat of akhirah, with the niyat of the pleasure of Allah, and then we're looking forward to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize this reality. And inshallah, Hazrat Bayan after Maghrib, another Bayan will take place now also. Let us open our heart with this niyat that Allah also grant us this kayfiyat ihsan, your marifat, your true love. And let us love such a life that you are totally pleased with us.
Create these qualities within our life, and especially within Hazrat Maulana mentioned about Surah Al, within that we should make it our habit. We say Surah Al, especially ayah takes about 3-4 minutes, about great and at least a person will be safe from any difficulty and problems in power, in the great, let us talk to him. Inshallah, next we will be calling Hazrat Mufti Ali Bhai Rahmat Islam, Ta'am Barakatuh, who is also a Khalifa, Hazrat Maulana Shah, Abdul Hamid Sahib, Ta'am Barakatuh, for Aliya, and Hazrat Maulana is one of the senior Allah in the world. Many years in teaching in the Madrasa there, and the Mutista is doing a lot of community work also. So, inshallah, we will be going to the
Mutista. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, wa taqa wa salam ala 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 لا تقولون لله وفارا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. وقال أيضا التائب حبيب الله وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Friends and others, it is the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to create us as human beings. Wallahi, if Allah wanted, Allah could have created us in any other form. He could have made us a snake, he could have made us a scorpion, but they made us a fig that when others saw it, they read, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, they closed their nose, turned their faces away. But Allah, in His infinite wisdom, chose to make us insan. More than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with iman. Above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us in the ummah of the most noble of all creation, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as with the teaching of our illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Hamid sahib, always tells us and teaches us with so much affection and kindness, and with the plea of the heart, says always make muzakara of one of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can once again become alive in the ummah. And when you have come to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you have become beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to make tawbah. Friends, in class 1, we learn Iman-e-Mujmal, Iman-e-Mufassal. Iman-e-Mufassal, Amantu Billah. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa malaka. I believe in Allah's angels. Regarding the angels, that they are created from moon and moon, they don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc., etc. Then, wa malaikati wa kutubi. We believe in all the books and scriptures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if the true copies of those scriptures we brought before us, then we believe that these are the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although we are bound by Quran Sharif, the last scripture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but all the others we have to mind. Then, worldly, we believe in all the messengers and apostles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to our belief regarding the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them ma'asum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept them innocent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected them from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They haven't committed any sins. Yes, they were human beings. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا إِنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. Yet our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not become despondent if these people do not believe in you, and they're making all funny kinds of allegations and accusations, etc. Then before you also, all the apostles and messengers that were sent, they were all human beings. They all had food, they went to the bazaar to complete the necessities, etc. They were human beings. So all the Anbiya were human beings. As humans, a human sometimes errs in judgment, etc. As a human being, then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooked and pardoned, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it. Alam nashrah laka sadrak, that O Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haven't we expanded your bosom for you? Wa wada'na anka wizrak, and we have relieved you of that burden. What was the burden that was upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Alladhi anqadha dhahrak, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, that it was breaking your back. What was that? When the first white hairs appeared upon the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba was astonished. Oh, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also getting old? The effects of old age upon you as well? Said Shaykh Ibn Hud, that oh my Sahaba, the Surah Hud has made me old. In it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a command, فَاسْتَقِمْ, that stay steadfast upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I turn around, do not even incline a little bit towards the ways of the oppressors, those that are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This overwhelmed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously made tawbah, istighfar. If that was the condition of the most beloved creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how much of tawbah and istighfar should we do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that make tawbah, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I seek pardon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times a day. And 100 is not to specify the number 100, but to show abundance. As it's taught our illustrious Shaykh again, that you tell a child that you're not listening, I told you 1 million times. You didn't tell the child 1 million times. You started to tell him that I told you so many times, but you still not listening. You tell somebody, you know, I was in such a hurry, I pulled up 160. You can't pull up at 160, you go from 0 to 100, although it's in a few split seconds. But it's from 0, you can pull up at 100, that is to show how fast you are. Let the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, that I make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times a day, not 100, in abundance. If that was the condition of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much more pardon and forgiveness should we seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this dunya for a specific purpose. Allah did not send us here to work our finger to the bone and to make our Shaykh teaches us again that Umar bachpan ki ho gayi, bachpan nahi hai. That your life you have reached already bachpan 45 and bachpan your childhood, your tambulan, your friends haven't left you. A child plays a toy car, we play with a
has got this and that, and after that the one who's the wealthiest takes all the money and goes to the spa resort, and you won't even get one check. With all those wealthiest, not even one check. Let that but all be in 55 years old, but spend the year, now I must still make this investment, now I must still see to the children, I must still make this, your debt is nazar suwe rakat, qadam suwe rakat, nazar suwe dunya. Kidhar ja raha hai, kidhar dekh raha hai. That your feet, you are focused towards the power, and your gazes are towards the dunya. Where are you going? Where are you heading? And where are you looking? And again, in the year of our Yashu Shaykh Allah, stay in the company of Abdullah and see what you will get. Over the weekend, Mufti Farooq Sahib, Mirati Masjid Ali, the Khalifa of Mufti Mahmud Al-Hassan Sahib, he was in Benoni and he was speaking. He said, what you will get in the company of Shaykh? The Khatam Ramadan Chishti Rahmatullah, 9 million people accepted Islam at his hands. Amongst these Mudrikeen was Fatwa Bafiyah Rahmatullah. And the ruler of the time became Murid at his hands. And when Khatam Sahib passed away, he made a wasiyat that nobody should perform a janaza except that person who hadn't missed his tahajjud. That person should perform a janaza who never omitted the 4 rakat of sunnah of Asr. When it comes to me, I'll say Asr sunnah. I can leave it out. When I said, Dora Sahib Madhizullahi of Lesser said a very, very beautiful thing. He said that our forefathers, they acquired knowledge. They acquired very little knowledge. You can remember my father, my grandfather, they had little knowledge, but the knowledge they had on is practiced about. They acquired knowledge to practice. We acquire knowledge not to practice. When they acquire knowledge that this is sunnah, I must practice upon it, I will get taught. We acquire that this is sunnah, if I leave it out, I won't get it. They say that this is mustahab, I must do it, it's beloved to Allah. We say mustahab, if I leave it out, I read salah or short sleep, it's fine, Allah is accepted. So they acquire knowledge to practice, we acquire knowledge not to practice. So we must say that this Khadija made wasiyat that when I pass away, that man must perform my janazah. Who never omitted his tahajjud salah, who never left out the sunnahs of Asr salah, who never just gazed upon the rare Ahl al-Mu'min. And the janaza was there for very long. Eventually, the king of the time, Khatib Tukar Al-Kamas Rahmatullah Ali, he went forward and he said, Alhamdulillah, I put the criteria. Why? Because he had put his head into the head of the sheikh. One time when Rasulullah Khatib Rahmatullah Ali was visiting our land, and when he was showing his place for resting the night, when the host saw, he hadn't been sleeping, was sitting in the chair, resting on the car. I said, what's wrong? Why are you sleeping? He said, the cat is sleeping on the bed, and the carpet is quite comfortable for me. Why should I disturb the sleep of one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This you will get when you will stay in the company of Shaykh, when you will stay in the company of the Ahlullah. Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala wa ta'ala, when we take the name of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, we don't put any al-qaam and battles, hadith and kabir, mufassir al-aqam, and this and that and that, and what is al-ali, barakatum, etc. We say sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is all. That the greatest quality that they had was that they were blessed with the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That after today, we will not be prepared for us to give our lives, our own parents, but let somebody, after something against Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala or any sahab for that matter, we will be prepared to give our lives. Why? Because they had the sahabat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were raw material. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam polished their diamond and made each and every one of them shine. That ashabi kal nujum. That my sahaba are the stars. Bi ayyim ihtadaytu whichever one of them you will follow, you will find the destination. You will find that you will reach Jannah, you will reach the Creator of Jannah, you will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That silsila is carrying on from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right up to this day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands by saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'a as-salihin. O people of Iman, it can inculcate in you the quality of taqwa, the quality of Allah consciousness, that every step and every turn, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى, that this should be embedded and embossed and engraved on your mind and heart, that أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى, don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful upon you. ایسے سے معلوم ہوتا کہ میری نظر پر ان کی نظر بار بار ہے. If only I had known how many a person amongst our Sufis, one brother said to me, he said, if only this man came into my life at the earliest stage, if only, in indicating that our Hazrat brother, if only I had become close to him long before, what did we study? We read Hadith, we read Qur'an Sharif, we did Tafsir, we did the Tarjuma, we know that there is Bayat and Deir Salah, we know that there is Qurbani, we know that there is the month of Ramadan. What is it to fast? Then you will learn in the company of the Ahlul Baht. Otherwise, one person whom Allah Tawbir Rahmatullah Ali had written had made three Hajj. He went from three, and in that zaman, went from India and had to travel from the village. Now the entire village was going to leave the person at the bus stop. From there he goes to the city. From there he must catch a train, come to Bombay. Now he stays at the Hajj camp for 3-4 weeks. Now he starts the formalities of application for the Hajj visa and the passport. Then board the shuttle. He used to go for months and end. Take with them the dhals and the rice and the spices and everything from India. How difficult that the journey was. He performed 3 Hajj there. When somebody came to visit him and he told his son that giving zamzam from the jar of my third Hajj. So Mullah Tawbir Rahmatullah Ali wrote that in one sentence, the effort of 3 such difficult Hajj. Today we just book a ticket, get our visa, so you went on the Juma, you went on the Juma, you know, I went for Umrah. I went on a business trip to China. That is a very, very difficult travel. In one sentence, the Sawab and effort of 3 Hajj went down the drain. Because he did not put the hand into the hands of a chef. He did not learn what is sincerity. He did not bring ruh into his amal. He did not bring ruh into his salah, into his zakah, into his hajj, into his fasting, etc. If you want all this, then you will have to stay in the company of the chef, in the company of the Ahlullah, in the company of those who have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have already built a loving bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in our own that when you see them, dhukir Allah, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remember that I understand that I am going towards the Qabr. You remember that I am going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, regarding the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْضُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ. And that's also we all learn all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give long life and give us tawfiq to benefit from him to the maximum. That the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will appeal to that person. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْضُ اللَّهُ. That person who holds a desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that Allah increases the day. His focus with the Qabr, his focus with the day of Qiyamah, his focus with the Akhirah. That person, the sunnah will appeal to you. Otherwise, when Allah Allah, you will even start finding fault in the sunnah. Then a person who made miswak and you say miswak for Allah for that era. We have now progressed, now we have used toothbrush and we have used toothbrush and toothpaste. That the miswak is now reaching to the crevices of the teeth and we have a toothbrush and we will find fault for the sunnah if Qabr and Akhirah is not our focus. If you want that focus to come into us, then stay in the company of the Ahlullah. This we are not saying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that kunu ma'a sadiqin. Stay in the company of the sadiqin. Sadiq bi taqwa. Those that have already got taqwa, that when you see them, you desire to be like them. And Mullah Tawbir Rahmatullah has written that stay with them until you become like them. And you keep a glass of water in a fridge, it will become cold. On a stove, it's going to boil and become hot. That if you put it to the left, you're going to burn. And that burning sensation will remain for a few days. And that is the effect of the environment. Like that, it will stay in the company of the pious, and when they will recite Quran Sharif, then you will also feel to recite Quran Sharif. When they will be reading Nawafil, then you will also feel to do that. And when they will, whatever they do, it will rub off onto you. That is the formula that has been blessed to us and given to us by none other than our Father and our Mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kunu ma'a sadiqin, then stay in the company of the pious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me first of all with tawfiq. To realize what I said and then to practice upon it, and thereafter everybody else, wa'alaikum salam, alhamdulillah, hiqa fil alamin.